No bail for a former death row inmate awaiting a new trial. Details on a national theft ring based in Oklahoma. And if you're looking to shore up your bookshelves, an opportunity is coming up. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, July 24th. I'm Deborah Shar. Former death row inmate Richard Glossop will remain incarcerated during his retrial. Sierra Pfeiffer reports a judge denied Glossop's appeal for bond Wednesday.
Glossop's conviction and death sentence were thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year. Now, Attorney General Gentner Drummond is gearing up to re-prosecute. Glossop petitioned to be out of jail on bond during the court proceedings. It would be his first time in almost 30 years not living behind bars. But District Judge Heather Coyle denied the request. Glossop is 62 years old and was convicted for the 1997 killing of Oklahoma City motel owner Barry Van Trees. He has maintained his innocence in the high-profile case since. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A New Jersey man has pleaded guilty to leading a national catalytic converter theft operation in Oklahoma. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the charges include money laundering and conspiracy to receive, possess, and dispose of stolen goods.
41-year-old Naveen Kana owned and operated a criminal enterprise that bought and sold car parts. The operation was responsible for the theft of thousands of catalytic converters, many of which were transported from states like Oklahoma to New Jersey, according to a Monday news release. Kana made $600 million by selling the converters to a refinery that extracted precious metals from the parts. An investigation started by the Tulsa Police Department in 2020 uncovered the crime ring after catalytic converter thefts increased throughout the city. Kana and his co-defendants agreed to forfeit luxury goods, millions of dollars, over 200 pallets of catalytic converters, and land in Oklahoma. Kana is facing up to nearly 18 years in prison. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
Oklahoma student test scores in reading and math are expected to drop when results are released Friday. Education officials say it's not because students are doing worse, but because last year's standards were lower. Oklahoma Voice reports this year's scores reflect a return to 2023 benchmarks that offer a more accurate comparison to national standards. Preliminary Oklahoma School Testing Program scores for grade school students will be available to educators tomorrow and to parents on August 1st. For years, the Friends of the Metropolitan Library System has held a massive book sale in Oklahoma City each February. Now, as Matthew Viriapa reports, another sale is scheduled for later this summer.
The Friends of the Library will be bringing thousands of books, magazines, and DVDs to the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds August 8th through the 10th. Held in the Hobby Arts and Crafts Building, prices start at just $1, with proceeds going to support Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, a program that sends free books to children till they're the age of 5. This will be a slightly scaled-down version of the annual book sale, which has been ongoing for more than 40 years. The sale starts August 8th for members only, with Saturday and Sunday open to the public from 9 to 5. Memberships start at $15. I'm Matthew Viriapa.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcast, online, and on the air. Your support is needed now more than ever due to the recent elimination of our federal funding. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.